You're listening to the Cornerstone Family Worship Center podcast. Making disciples, building community, and growing together in faith and love.
We're going to talk this morning about giving God thanks. That's the title of the message this morning, Giving God Thanks. As Pastor Mary said, we're coming into Thanksgiving on this Thursday, and I know that people will be eating turkey and doing all of those other good things, and pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie. My son Isaiah, just before we get into this service, I'm thinking about pumpkin pie. My son Isaiah had an African-American friend they were just good buddies, and Ed was over at the house. And we were coming into Thanksgiving, I think. And I said, Ed, we're going to have this and that. I said, Ed, and we're going to have some pumpkin pie. I said, man, you just come on over and be a part of all that. And he looked at me and he said, pumpkin pie? I said, yeah. I said, you've never had? He said, no, I've never had pumpkin pie. I mean, this guy's 25 years old. I said, you never had pumpkin pie? He said, no. I said, well, what do you guys do for Thanksgiving? He says, we have sweet potato pie. I said, I don't think I've ever had sweet potato pie. But isn't that awesome that, we can cross cultures and enjoy each other's presence in the way that we do things. But we have a celebration on Thursday that we can all be a part of. And I hope that you'll enjoy your time with your families and that you will enjoy that sweet potato pie or pumpkin pie, turkey, and all the other goodies. But that you'll also remember to give God thanks and to remind your family members, because maybe some of them kind of forget what the whole thing is about too. So be a reminder to them. All right, and our text is a very short little verse this morning, and it comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. And the Apostle Paul says there, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I didn't say to thank God for everything, because everything that happens in your life is not necessarily God doing it. Amen? But in every situation. And I'll talk about that in a little bit as we go along. But let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this place that we can come into and worship you freely as we have this morning. It's been good already, Lord, just to be in your presence. You are so wonderful and so awesome to us. We love you. We love your word, Lord. We want to get your word inside of our hearts and our minds, Lord, so that we're always thinking about it and that it's always on the tip of our tongue. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, and we receive this word of God today into our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. So first of all, I just want to ask this question. Who is it that should give? Oh, yeah, we need to dismiss the kids. I'm sorry. Who is it that should give God thanks? Well, that's a simple statement. All of creation should give God thanks. Every human being ought to be thankful unto the Lord. As a matter of fact, it has never gone well for any society or any nation that became unthankful. In the Apostle Paul's writing to the church in Rome, he says this, and this is kind of a lengthy passage of scripture, I know, but bear with me and let's read this together, because this is powerful stuff that we need to know and understand in our hearts and our minds. In Romans chapter 1, verse 18, he says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet, or which was suitable unto them. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, excuse me, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Now that there is giving us a historical account of those who were unthankful and left off the order of God that he has set in motion in this world. And so when they became unthankful, these are the things that happened. This, Paul was pointing back to in history, saying this is what happened to these nations who forgot God. And then the Word of God also tells us that unthankfulness will be the condition of society in the last days before Christ returns. And so in 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting in the first verse, this is what Paul is now saying, this is going to happen prior to the coming of Christ. And you'll notice that these things that we read here are almost exactly in line with word for word what we just read in Romans. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. So this is what we're seeing exactly right now today. I mean, you could read your newspaper, or nowadays most people go to the websites to get their news or whatever, but you can read what's happening in the world. You can read these words right here that Paul said, this is what society will look like. This is what the world will look like just prior to the coming of the Lord. And we can say, you know what? This stuff is happening right now. And I wanted to just look at some of the things that unthankfulness will lead to. We're going to talk about being thankful here in just a minute, but I want to look at the negative aspect of being unthankful and what that brings. It'll bring bitterness, resentment, intolerance, quick temper, frustration, hopelessness, unbelief, criticism. Are we seeing any of these things in the world today? All of these things. We're seeing all of these things. And so when you lose your ability to be thankful, you will automatically open up yourself to all of these things. Thankfulness is not only an outward action, it is also a mental attitude. As a matter of fact, we can never truly show thankfulness outwardly unless we possess it inwardly. John Piper said this, "Genuine thankfulness is an act of the heart's affections, not an act of the lips muscles." So it's not just something that we say, it's something that comes from within. People can even try to act like they're thankful, but you can't truly be thankful unless it comes from the heart. People who are chronic complainers are not very thankful. And what we got going on in the world today is a whole lot of complaining. And the truth of the matter is this, folks, there's so much more in our lives and there's so much more in this world today to be thankful for than there is to criticize and to doubt and to complain and be all of these other negative aspects, bitterness and intolerance with each other and things like that. That comes from not being thankful. What does thankful mean? It means to be full of thanks. If you're full of thanks, there's no room for the other things. People who are chronic complainers are not thankful. And this is a sinful condition, and it should be repented of. Now, all of us as Christians should be especially thankful. Can you say amen to that? I mean, there are a lot of people in the world who you would say, this is a person who's thankful. He shows his appreciation. She shows her appreciation. She's a thankful kind of a person, and that's a good thing. But you ought to, when you look at a Christian and when we see a Christian's life, we ought to see someone who is completely thankful because we have so much to thank the Lord for, and we have come to an understanding of who he is and of who we are, and of what our relationship is with him. Why should we not walk around the most thankful people on earth? Amen. In our text, in 1 Thessalonians there, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Now, Paul was writing in this letter to Christians, saying, "In everything give thanks." A lot of times people think, oh man, I don't know if I can thank God for everything. He didn't say to thank God for everything. He said, in the midst of anything, be able to thank God, give God thanks. Amen. So in every situation, when things are going well and when they are not going so well, we are to give God thanks. When you're experiencing abundance in your life, give God thanks. And if you're in a place where there's not that abundance and when you're suffering lack a little bit, give God thanks. Amen. And it doesn't matter what state we are in. As long as we have the mental state and the mental attitude to say, I thank you, Lord. Amen. I thank God that I'm in church this morning. I don't thank him for those crutches, but I thank him in spite of those crutches. I thank God. Amen. And we are to be thankful people as Christians. So who is supposed to thank God? All of creation should be thankful unto the Lord. We as Christians especially. The second thing, why we should give God thanks. What are the reasons for which we should give thanks to God? And I'm going to point us to a couple of scriptures here this morning, but also to make a little announcement. On Wednesday, this Wednesday night, we typically, and this is our custom here at Cornerstone, we have a little time of getting together with each other to express our thanks unto the Lord and to give some things personally that we can thank the Lord for in this past year. Something that God's done for you. Something that he's done in your life. So we're going to come together on Wednesday, and that's what we do. In other words, it won't just be Pastor Mike teaching or somebody else just teaching. It will be all of us participating in that service. Okay, so you know, I hope that you'll be there on Wednesday, because this is an opportunity for you to share what God's been doing in your life or what good thing he has done for you this year with the rest of your brothers and sisters. Amen. So here are a few reasons why we should give God thanks. In Psalm 92, verse 1, it says there that it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Actually, if you have in your King James Bible, there's a little preface there just before this psalm that lets us know that this was a song that was sung on the Sabbath day. It was designated as a song of worship on the Sabbath day. So when they came together on the Sabbath, this would be one of those songs that they would sing unto the Lord. We should give God thanks because of his goodness and his mercy toward us. God has been good to us. God has been merciful to us. And for that reason, we ought to give him thanks. Amen. In the last couple of months, I was driving down this road singing unto the Lord, and you probably do the same, and you sing your own little song unto the Lord. It just comes out. And so I came home, and I was just singing it up a storm, and I came in my two little grandbabies. I sang it to them, and they started singing. We were going to the park one day, and I sang that in the song. I sang that in the car with them, and they picked right up on it, and they started singing it, and it goes like this. See, she already remembers it. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to me. Thank you, Lord. You have caused me to see. Thank you, Lord. I don't know where I would be if it weren't for your love and goodness to me. Oh, that's an easy song to learn, isn't it? Maybe we'll teach that to the musicians here one day and we'll sing it all together. Amen. But his goodness is a reason to give thanks to the Lord. Amen. 1 Chronicles 16:34 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and for his mercy endureth forever." Amen. It is a way to make known his deeds among unbelievers. Being a thankful person and giving God thanks is a way to make his deeds known among the unbelievers. First Chronicles 16, verse 8 says, "Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people." And then Psalm 26, verse 7, "That I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works." Amen. So when we give thanks to God, we are testifying of his goodness. And we're letting our generation know that God can be trusted. When people see you at work, or when they see you in your neighborhood or wherever we are in this world, and you're thankful and you're going through things, but you're still thankful, what is it saying to them? I trust in my God. He'll pull me through this thing. I'm going to come out on the other side. This too shall pass. You know, we have that kind of attitude. We're looking forward to the next thing that God's got for us. We're not stumped on where we're at right here. We're not stuck on in the mully grubs, as my dad used to use that term. You know, just no, we're trusting God for the next thing that he has. We don't have to worry about this thing that we're going through. It will pass. We'll get through it. We will get through it. And so we let our generation and we let the people know around us, God can be trusted. When we thank God for having met our temporal needs, we're testifying to this world that he is our provider. We're not looking at the economy. Like Pastor Mary said earlier, the stock market goes up and the stock market goes down. And people who have all of their hope and all of their confidence in the things that are just temporal, the things that they can see, the things that they can touch, the things that they can feel, the things that they can hear, if all of their hope is in those things, they're going to be without hope one day. Because all of that can be gone in a moment. And we saw that. We didn't see it. Most of us living here right now in this room didn't see it, but we know it's recorded in history in 1929, how people jumped out of buildings and ended their life because their life savings was gone in a moment. I'm not fearing that. I have no fear of that because God is my provider. Amen. God is my provider. What are you laughing at over there? You have nothing to lose. That's a good place. You just be in a place where you have nothing to lose and you won't get all caught up into that stuff, right? Amen. But you guys know, you've experienced it here, even in our own contemporary times. Your 401k became a 201k, over the last few years. And fortunately, it's come back, I guess, for most people. But it can happen in a moment of time. But we say to the world, we trust God as our provider. When we thank God for touching us in our bodies and taking away our sickness and disease, we're testifying to the world that He is our healer. Thank God for doctors and nurses and technology and all of those things. Those all come from God anyway. Even an atheist that stumbles upon something scientifically, that is God showing that to people. And so He is our healer. I'd rather be healed without technology. I'd rather be healed without a doctor having to give me something. Amen? But God's our healer, and we trust in Him to heal us. Amen. And many times we have miracles and we have testimonies where God has changed people's situation because they called upon the name of the Lord and the Lord turned that thing around. There are people right here in this room right now. Josephine comes to my mind immediately. She's on a list for a kidney transplant, right? Or liver transplant. She's not on that list anymore. Hallelujah. God is taking care of that. Amen. First time that I ever saw her, she was laying on her back looking face up on a gurney in the hallway of the hospital. I says, "How's things going with the Lord in your life, Josephine?" And she says, "Well, He's kind of on the back burner of my life." I said, "Well, we need to get Him up on the front burner again, don't we?" And she recommitted her life to Christ right there on the gurney in the hallway. And she's been in this place ever since. I think there was a time that her car was on the fritz for a little while or whatever, and she missed a couple of services there. But she's been here every Sunday since then. Amen. God turns our situations around. Amen. He's our healer. I saw a guy one time on the internet. I was doing some searching, and a guy was on there, and he was very arrogant, and he was a Christian. He was a Christian, but he was saying, show me one miracle, one bona fide miracle, documented miracle. I mean, I'm thinking, are you blind? Are you deaf? Are you dumb? That you don't think that there's been any kind of miracles that have happened in people's lives? Oh, my. God heals people left and right. I mean, there's a doctor, I forgot what his name is, but his testimony was on the 700 Club years ago. He had some kind of thing, some kind of cancerous thing that happened in his life, and he had a growths and bumps all over his body, and he was losing his weight. And he was a pastor. He was preaching in his church, and they finally had to bring him out on a little love seat type of a couch, and he would still minister with breathing oxygen and just fighting the fight of faith right through that whole thing. One day, he starts looking in the mirror and pop, pop, pop. His joints and muscles and everything just start popping back into place and all of that stuff disappeared. And he's a doctor himself, and he's the epitome of health right now. I mean, from head to toe, man, this guy is muscular and strong. And then you got people that say, show me a miracle. Show me a miracle. And they're supposed to be Christians. That upsets me more than an atheist saying, I don't believe in miracles. We show the world how good our God is. Amen. By speaking these things. When we thank God for doing that which was impossible, that which we could not do in our own human strength, then we are testifying to the world that He is omnipotent, He's omniscient. I'm talking faster than my brain can think. Omnipresent. He's Almighty God. He's not just some mighty or a little bit mighty. He's Almighty God. So we show the world how good our God is by being thankful. So remember that. It's not just on Thanksgiving Day. It's throughout our life that we live a life of thankfulness. Well, when is it appropriate to give God thanks? Well, on Sunday mornings when you're inside of the four little walls of your little church. That's where you guys go and you give thanks. That's what the world would like to say to us. But it is appropriate to give God thanks all the time. Any time. And don't let anybody stop you from giving God thanks. Hebrews 13, verse 15, speaking of Christ, it says there, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Amen. Continually. It's good and it's appropriate to give God thanks all the time. Amen. It is good to give Him thanks 24/7, as people say today. 24/7, 365, it's good. Psalm 34, verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. We're going to be people of praise. We're going to be people who love God. We're going to be people who are unashamed to give God praise. We're not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. It's the power of God to save all people. And so we thank God for His salvation and we express our thanksgiving to Him all the time. Amen. It's also appropriate to set aside special times to give God thanks. I'm glad that I'm in the midst of a group of people today who do not just come in here on Sunday mornings to give God thanks, but that we're giving God thanks all the time. But I also thank God for this time. I also thank God that we can come together as the church of God, that we can, as brothers and sisters in Christ, lift our voices. I like that, Rachel, today when you turned off the music and said, let's just sing with our voices. Some of our voices might not be sounding all that great, but to sing from our hearts and to worship God, it's an awesome thing. So this is a time that the church sets aside to come together and to worship God. He's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our lips giving thanks to His name continually. Amen. And so we set aside certain times to come and worship the Lord, as we have this morning on Sundays and different days that other people would set aside time to come before the Lord's presence. Israel had certain times throughout the year that they that were national holidays, specific designated times in which they remembered the Lord and celebrated His goodness. They would come together and sing these songs of praise. They would come together on those holidays or holy days, and they would make those specific times to remember the Lord as a group and as a nation. And I'm glad that we live in a country that was founded upon the principles of Christianity. Now, there are a lot of people in the world today who want to point out that everybody was not a Christian who signed the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution. Not everybody was a Christian. Not everything that they ever did might have lined up with the Word of God. But in large part, it was. And the foundation of this nation was laid with Christianity in mind. And some of those early settlers spoke that, and they were unashamed of that. And they were thankful. They would always say to the deity, to the divine presence, you know, they would always refer to God as being high and lifted up, transcendent. Amen. And so we live in a country where we can give thanks to God, and we're free to do that. And this week we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving, the oldest national holiday of the United States. The oldest national holiday that we have, Thanksgiving. Amen. And, you know, this goes all the way back to 1621, about 400 years ago. And so we don't just worship this day. We're not worshipers of days. We're worshipers of God. We're not worshipers of the set time that we give thanks to God. We're worshipers of God, and at a set time, we come together to do that. Amen. And so you have freedom today to worship the Lord. You are free to express yourself before the Lord in this wonderful country that we have. And I gotta say that there's a whole lot more to be thankful for in this nation than there is to be critical of. So much more. And none of us should be unthankful who live in this great land of the United States of America. Amen. And just as I close today, I have just a couple more scriptures to just close this message up with. And that is to remind us of these very important thoughts. Psalm 9, verse 17 says that the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. That's a sobering verse of scripture. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. And did you know that you and I may be the very reason that God is holding back His judgment on the United States of America right now? The church of Jesus Christ. The fact that there are some people in this nation that refuse to forget the goodness of God that has been upon our land. I'm not going to forget. I refuse to forget. I'm going to remember. And I'm going to teach my kids to remember. I'm going to teach my grandkids to remember. Right? Brother Walt? Sister Debbie? Our grandkids. Amen. We're going to teach our little ones to remember these things as well. Amen. And to be thankful unto the Lord for His goodness. God's been good to us. Psalm 33, verse 12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance." Proverbs 14:34. "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Amen. So there, we want to hold up the godly standard as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in the earth today. Amen. We have a responsibility to do that. But we also have the joy of doing it. This thankfulness comes from a heart that's been touched by God, that knows the difference between a life not serving Christ and a life serving Christ. Amen. I'm thankful. I was happy when I came to that place in my life, because for the first 21 years of my life, most of those years at least, I did not serve Christ. But I was glad when I became 42 And 43 years old, I can say now that most of my life I have been serving Christ. And now that I'm 66, I can say that the percentage of my life is even that much greater, that I have served Jesus. And for young people, a lot of times young people think that they got to get out and spread their wings a little bit and do their own thing and just get away from this belief of mom and dad that they've passed down to us, and we got to go out there and try our own thing for a while. Young people, you don't have to do that. You don't have to get out and taste sin and get a real good taste of sin before you can have a testimony. You can have a testimony that you never had to go that way, because my mom and my dad raised me to trust in Christ, to love God, and to serve Him with my whole heart. Amen. That's the testimony. There you go. That's the testimony. Amen. Not too many virgins enter into marriage today. That's true. Not too many people hold back. Not too many people refrain from that in this world that we're living. But we need to teach righteousness. We need to raise up our children, learning what righteousness is, and that sin is a reproach to any people. So, let us celebrate our Christian heritage this week. Amen? When you sit around that table and you give God thanks, I know a lot of times we're in a hurry, but we want to say grace, and it almost comes out like rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub kind of a prayer, you know? But we really... Every time that we sit down, we ought to realize that our cupboards are full because of God's goodness to us. That we have transportation, that we have jobs, that we have the things that we have need of in this present world right now, only because of God's goodness. Amen. Some people won't admit that, or they won't confess that. I had an uncle that would hold up money in his hand when my dad used to witness to him. And he said, "This is my God. Nobody gave me this. I earned this for myself." And to be so bold to say such a thing is sad. Fortunately, he did give his life to Christ before he left this world, but he didn't take any of that stuff with him. I can guarantee you that. Amen. So let us celebrate our Christian heritage this week, and let us be mindful of God's grace upon us as a nation and as individuals. God's been good to me. I don't know about anybody else in this world, and if they can't see the goodness of the Lord, or they can't see the hand of the Lord upon their lives, I really don't know about them. But I know about me. I can thank the Lord. God has been good to me, and I'm thankful to Him. And hopefully I'm going to hear from a lot of you folks on Wednesday evening, and the rest that aren't here today, that they'll be here as well, that we can share with each other the things that we're thankful for. Amen. You're thankful for maybe a husband or your wife or your children, or you're thankful for your job, or you're thankful for a new opportunity that God opened up to you this year. Thank God for your health, or some things that He's brought you through this year. Amen. But there is a lot for us to be thankful for. Amen. Let's all stand. You guys all stand. I'll sit. Oh, man, let's close in prayer. Lord, we thank You today for Your word, and we thank You for what You've taught us in Your word about being. Comes from our hearts right now that we say thanks. Thank You, Lord, for all that.